Shalom Avracha, we are continuing Oiz Beis of David HaMelech's clarity of what life is all about and how to succeed in life. Aleph, Gemara, and Shabbos says, Alefcha, I will teach you the basics, which the Oiz Aleph is all about paying attention to all the Chasodim v'Kodesh Baruch Hu in our lives and throughout history, and recognizing that we are Avdei Hashem. That's a starting point. We accept Hashem's dominion because we know that Hashem created the world just for us. And with that, we deepen our understanding of the ways of Hashem. Oiz Beis, the Gemara says, is Bina, to have a deeper understanding of the different kelim that Hashem gave us, the different tools He gave us to succeed in life. And in the Oiz Beis, David HaMelech is saying how he took advantage and appreciates the different gifts that Hashem gave us through the Torah. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Belibi tzefanti im rosecho, leman lo yech toloch. I hid, concealed, embedded your words in my heart. They're deep in my heart. So that Chas v'Shalom should not be choyte, should not make a mistake and not serve Hashem properly. As we mentioned before, the lev is the source of a person's thoughts and his desires. The lev is where the person really is. A lev chochem, b'yemino, a lev chochem is a wise person. He's always interested in how to progress in his ruchnis, because that's his real true success in life. There was a maisa with Rabbi Yosef that he was sitting with somebody, and some askin, a guy who was involved in different things, walked into the room, or barged into the room, all upset, heated up, and telling Rabbi Yosef how terrible things are, and people are making problems for his project, and this and that. And he was visually completely, very, very upset and frustrated. So Rabbi Yosef listened to him, gave him a bracha, and when he left, Rabbi Yosef said, Nebuch, have rachmanis on this person. He said, everything in life that we go through should not go into the heart. It should reach up to the heart. The only thing that should go into the heart, where our real feelings are, is the feelings of Avodas Hashem, the appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our desire and our act of learning the Torah, Tefillah, thoughts of Chasodim. That's what's inside the heart. Everything else, we have to realize, it's not something that has to get us all shaken up. Not everything has to work out the way we want. Unfortunately, people go through life without realizing that they have to have everything their way. And that is a life of non-stop frustration, because we don't have things our ways. We have to have things Hashem's way. And when we go with that, we can enjoy every situation in life. We can appreciate it, whether it's hard or easy. We know something set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our benefit. So that's what he's saying. Belibi sofati mrosecha, I deeply embedded in my heart your words, the words of your Torah, the words of your Chochmah, the words of your Chasodim. That's what's in my heart. That's what David HaMelech is saying. And once I have that, leman ech toloch, I won't make a mistake. That will prevent me from making mistakes. Because if all those feelings of, I need my power, I need to have things my way, I need my this, I need my that, is what's in our heart, then we'll be constantly making chatoim. Chatoim is making mistakes. Anger, where does anger come from? Nobody wants to really get angry. But people do get angry because deep in their heart they have those. They don't have that feeling of Imro Secho, the words of Hashem. They have the words of themselves in their heart. They have to have it my way. I want it to go on my pace and my way and everything else. And that causes the chet. It's the chet of Averis, the chet of Midas Reis, the chet of missing the beauty of life. We should be zeicha to take these words of David HaMelech, who's teaching us what he did, what brought him to be the Nim Zemiris Yisrael, the one who was constantly singing the song of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what he went through, and we know he went through a very hard life, but together with that, he was always singing the song of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Tzafanti Belibi Imrosecho, he embedded deeply into his heart only the words of Hashem, the desire to do the Ratzon Hashem. Yitz Hashem will do that, and you'll see we'll have a pleasant life, enjoyable life, and we'll be able to not only live with ourselves, but live with all those around us in the best possible fashion. And b'zeichet tremendous yad l'shamayim.